like in a week.
I'm not gonna say a name, but I know a person that lost about $8 million.
John Laurinaitis.
He should buy a helicopter and become a magician.
John Laurinaitis.
Who had a mansion, he had so many things. He went to casino, he started drinking, doing this and this, and now he's living with one of his family members, you know? Pretty sure.
His name John Laurinaitis.
Friend of a friend.
First name Jay. Last name Laurinaitis.
No. his name's actually Adnan. Adnan.
Joe Booney.
How you doing, RDA?
What's up, man? I got a basketball question for you.
Yeah.
Who do you think will be the first NBA player to start banging Kobe's wife?
You know what? I'll say it.
I'll tell you who it's going to be. It's going to be Delonte West.
Manu Ball.
It's going to be Greek the Freak.
Manu Ball. You know? My money's on Manu. Giannis. Or Hakeem.
Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Somebody.
Somebody's
going to get up in
you
there.
You don't see her.
Did they tell you, Joe, not to answer these sort of questions when you sign that contract? Because now you're a media man.
So RDA, you know, I respect RDA. He's a network, you know. And I answered that question.
Okay. That's how I test Joe. See if he's ready for the big leagues.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're a living network, Ross.
I want to know more about this Joe Booney deal, to be quite honest with you.
Cosmic just sleeping at the wheel over in this bitch. It's not that easy, is it, Cosmic?
Joe, we need the details on this contract. How did they find you? Who scouted you?
Oh, they found me because on a Facebook video, that a Facebook video went viral.
The one where you cried about Jose Bautista? Was it that one?
No, it was the Green Bay. I was talking about the Packers.
The one where you cried about Ben Roethlisberger being injured.
There was one of them. They saw that one, too. They liked that one, actually.
Oh, my God.
Is that the Corona one?
This is the problem. I'm not gonna be able to tease Joe anymore because he's gonna become too big. He's gonna forget all these people at the bottom.
I'll never forget the RD Network. I'll never forget you. I won't forget anybody because you guys, you made me who I am. That's where I'm at today. It's because of you, beautiful people, not because of me. Yeah, I worked hard, but you're the guys who advertised me. You know, who's brought me up to my standards.
We believe
not so much Ian, but the rest of us. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the rest of us did.
Yeah, but Ian always supported me. He was on my show. We're talking about, you know, Kyle and all that. You know, he really advertised.
Ever been on his show, Ross?
Not behind your back, though. I have been on his show, actually.
Ooh, Ross, you got something to say?
Ooh, yes, Ian and Ross, are you guys beefing?
Your shaved head picture. You look like Chester Bennington's fat, untalented brother. I wanted to say that.
That's a great insult from 15
years ago. Let me tell you something, Ross. He's not untalented.
One second.
Yeah, Ross, did you not see the acting reel?
I will take Ian with me. Absolutely.
I'm a fabulous dancer.
Yeah, I did see the acting reel. I think Andy could fucking own your faggot ass, Ian.
That's actually Ross's grandmother.
All right, I'm back. I wanted to say I apologize to Ian because I thought all the like sucking dick when he started and being gay was just a joke. But after seeing that shit, my bad.
It's real.
You're a faggot.
Ooh.
I think this might rope Andy back in. He's like, oh, I got a partner.
Well, are we exposing Ian for his faggot? Ian's down. Background?
I was thinking it's time we stop coddling you.
Oh, we give you good a luck lot with
of
that.
Around here.
Good luck with that.
For instance, you know, you like to say, like, that you make me cry, but I've actually caught you almost crying on several occasions, Ross.
Have you? Name
them. I've even this is where you ring one the of them up. You ready to watch Ross almost cry?
Yep. Let it Ian, up, Ross.
Ian, we're almost ready to watch Ross almost cry.
Hey, Ross, let me know when you, become one of your, like, have a show on your show.
Somebody said they were going to head up. Working that out with you, Joe, and obviously they're a fibber.
I got nothing.
I don't know who it is. Was it Bellin?
It probably was, Ross. I don't remember. Joe, when are you available for a spot? Basically, whenever you want to do it, we'll do it.
Monday's are good, actually.
Ross,
show me crying.
We're negotiating with Joe Boone.
I almost cried on the Luis Gomez podcast.
You almost cried in front of Luis.
Korean War. He got sprayed with Agent Orange. He smoked for 25 years. Double pneumonia, I believe.
No.
And the quiver in his voice.
That's fucking I think crazy. That's more like it's 120 degrees in my fucking garage.
I think you're sad about
and I hadn't slept.
Let's quit
Why
rocking.
Is your
like,
dad?
Cause y'all hear us.
Why is your dad dead?
I got Ian that's so triggered idea. He's going through the fucking archives. Ew.
Sorry. My dad died when I was 12 too. So
how did you die?
Sounds like crying. It almost sounds like crying.
He was in the Korean War. He got sprayed with Agent Orange. He smoked for 25 years. Double pneumonia, I believe.
Ooh, I barely got that sentence out. Oh, I was choking it up.
It was right there. It's not gonna work, double Agent Orange is where it kind of got him. I heard it.
This has zero effect on me. What's next?
Yeah, no, you can't get me. I talk like a man. Did you hear me talking?
That's right. That's true.
Lewis? Did you hear the man in my voice as I was
quivering? I cut my own hair, and it looks 20 times better than the bullshit you paid for. You look like a fucking retard. You paid some a fucking retard to give you the retard cut.
Listen, no haircut is wrong with you. Is going to cover up your ruined face. Don't forget you have that half an abortion face.
Do I? That's a good one.
Jaw stapled back together.
That makes zero sense if I said... You got a horseshoe face, Ian.
So talk to me like a man.
Shit,
you're a man, Ross.
You got a Wendy's Frosty Cup face. You just making
Ross,
shit up.
Was your mother always a
Do you have a hat of insults that you pull one, two out and you put them together? Is that like some kind of fucking?
Or did she just start throwing it around when your daddy died?
Is that like a comedy work group type thing?
Is that how she got shoes for you? By selling that pussy?
Oh, he's doing the baby voice. You know who else did the baby voice thing? Jimmer, when he got uncomfortable.
Did Jay bang your mom?
Go ahead, Jimmer.
Your principal.
Ian. Ian, go. Ian.
Instead of misery, he's just miserable. Go ahead, miserable.
CEO.
Ian,
CEO, tag in. Help me, CEO.
Just ask what six times four is.
Seven times.
Oh, but wait, CEO, let me ask something first. Joe Booney, what do you think of Chris Walsh?
Don't you
think he's stupid? Yeah.
Ian,
what do you think, Dylan?
Like being a man, talking like Chris a man. Benoit. We're here to talk about man stuff.
Ew, you sound like a beta.
How's your beta?
I'm sorry, beta.
Somebody wants my sweater. Who's that?
That's me. I want to put in my man cave.
Ian wants you to take it off.
Over for brewskis. We're going to sit under your jersey and be men.
Ian wants to see some nipples.
Proud men.
This is a very sad attempt.
CEO, would you like to comment on what we're seeing right now? You like this? Are you
Ian trying not to cry? Jimmer namming.
Ross, would you like to see the tape of you almost crying?
Sure, play it.
Let's
Did we already watch it, or
again.
Is there another one?
Tape number two.
I didn't make tape number two, but
Oh, I already had the tango
like
pulled up.
Ian's crying.
It's weird though. I haven't
cry in front of Lewis. Your big break.
It's weird though. I haven't seen anyone in chat or anyone on panel agree other than you.
Why are you looking at
Good
that?
Joke.
Stay here. Be present.
It's on the screen. I'm not on a phone in a car. I can see everything.
Ooh.
I have two beautiful screens in front of me. And my phone.
Yeah, how do we know that was a real tape? How do we know that this wasn't a face swap? Like, Ian has the technology to do that stuff, clearly.
Oh,
this
shit.
Might be a
Ian.
Ross Dog deep fake.
It might be
fake the crying tape.
You think I'm doing both voices?
Yeah, be a man. This could be a deep fake.
Why am I the only person on camera too? That's the question we should know too.
Because you're prime.
Ian doesn't fit.
You're the big star.
I don't know.
You're signed to a contract. This is our
Hubble telescope
thing.
Wasn't available for Ian.
I want to meet CEO.
I remember when Nick wrote that joke? That was
I stole it. Just like I stole his show. It still stinks.
Now it's mine.
Now it's white, Philip, and it still blows.
Now we hang out with Cosmic.
This show is falling apart.
It's okay, Ross.
Yeah, Ian, I don't know what Ian's all about.
I don't either. You know what we talked about last time, CEO, when you weren't here? What? He was like, you and CEO ever had to just do a show together? And I was like, actually, yeah, we have before. It was great. No problem.
We could do it. We could talk about the 86 Mets.
We've done it on Cult of Black Phillip plenty of times. We don't need to.
Fuck your mom.
We can kick you out. That's who you want.
You know, Ross, we've been treating you with baby gloves.
What are you talking about?
Who's we? You and your wife?
Well, you know, they do point out I'm the only one that's coddling you.
Is your wife in your ear right now? Ross, you better get Ross. You're the real. Cringy. It should be Ian Dog. Get him.
The way you brag about Wendy on Howard Stern and the way you want to be part of Gas Digital and
kind of gross. I sure do.
Hey, CEO,
sign me up.
What?
Want to go for dinner on Wednesday?
What? Chat what about Wednesday? Is Ian on his period?
It's on me.
I can't hear what Joe Booney's asking me. I
said, would you like to go out for a meal on Thursday with Joe Booney? A lunch date.
Joe Booney, this week is really busy for me. Perhaps the following week.
Okay.
Ian, I knew Ian wanted to bring this stuff up. I got to be honest with you. It's just like
yesterday. Ian, you crying back there?
Ian was saying this to me. Ian was saying this to me yesterday. I don't know what. I mean, like, I'll be honest.
The ambulance.
I'll be honest with you. It sounded a little bit.
Ian's a little upset because I just as. Just as a complete stone joke, said, I'll do some animations of my own, because Ian's too lazy to do what I told him to do. Actually serve a purpose and do clips of shit around here, but... Anyway, he's like, holy shit, Ross made more than one person move at once? How did he do that? I've been doing this for 12 years.
Ian, Ross,
you retard.
You have underlying resentment.
Don't be jealous. I wasn't trying to show you up.
Right.
God.
Cartoons are cute. They'll
I'm not going to make a Mersh character. Don't worry.
You can have Mersh.
Nope.
I'm glad to see you finally doing something.
I
creative.
Turn him down. I don't want him. Refuse.
Instead of just hanging
he's yours.
Out with the true
don't
crime
don't want
community.
Him.
Please, Lemon. Please give me some subs and views. Please. I want to be down so bad, Lemon.
Who?
DM me. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm
who?
Just doing that for the show.
That's you with Lemon.
Oh, come on, baby.
When?
Sex with me.
In the
when?
DMs, nigga. In the DMs. Oh,
okay, sure.
Lemon, I want to make some lemonade. You think okay. I need your panties wet?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Fake news. We don't like fake news. Fake news. No collusion.
Yeah.
Well, you break up with
no
her.
Collusion.
You scared her off too.
Ross is saying you're colluding with lemonade. Or Ian saying that, Ross.
No comment.
Now, Ian, what would you say if hypothetically? Ross came to me and CEO when you weren't around and said he wanted to start a new podcast called the Three Kings Podcast. And we were just going to kick you out.
Yeah.
Lane, if that happened, I would throw called my computer
bitch.
Through a window. Oh,
you ain't shit. Got a window or a computer, bitch. Now what? You in a car. You roll that
oh,
shit down.
I'll hang out with my wife. You got one of those?
No.
Ooh. Come on, CEO, you got to ooh for me.
I have a great person
wait,
in
wait
my
wait a second.
Life.
Ian, are you don't do that. Come on, man.
Oh, he can do whatever. He's fine.
He's got a perfect wife.
Anything else you want to jimmer jam about? You want to give out my name, address maybe?
Well,
cuz you have no jokes.
You've mentioned it on several.
Since you have no jokes.
Yeah, there's one of Jay's lines. That's you really want to be associated with that? Yeah, I got no jokes. Me, Ross.
You don't.
You're doing a great job here.
You don't. You're being
Ross,
a little too butthurt.
What were you talking about when you said, I'm going
to
be
being a
I'm
little
be
too butthurt.
Like if you guys want to talk like men, come hang out with me. What was that about?
Yeah, talk like a man, bitch.
The only man who's really talking like a man is Ross Dog.
Oh, thanks, Joe. He's a man.
The rest of it is gibberish.
The other one's got a contract
I
in less than 12
that
years.
Ross Dog has been a cloud. Doomy, gloomy. He's
nope.
Making a lot of wrong moves.
Couldn't be better, actually.
I have to be honest, Ian. I don't.
Couldn't be better.
Ian, I don't see it that way. I'm being quite honest.
Well, how do you see it?
It definitely sounded like Ross got a bit emotional there, but I don't see him making wrong moves. That's how I see it. I don't see him making wrong moves. I think Ross
did a good job, man.
Ross, you know what the problem with this true crime shit is? And anybody
you're still talking about it? Go ahead.
Oh.
Anybody we troll, you don't want to live there. You don't want to spend so much time.
I'm not going to true crime streams, so whatever you're saying makes no sense. I'm not in them. I'm not there. Show me where I'm there. Huh? Timestamp? Stream? Anything?
I couldn't show you where your show is.
It's on this network where yours done from.
Yeah, Ian.
Stupid.
Good one.
To be fair, we're on the non-Cosmic Camp channel right now.
I don't even know what RDA is. Nah, I got him.
The question is,
where's RDA fucking bombing.
Ian Ellis at?
Is it bombing? You just uncomfortable, Ross.
You know?
I think it's compelling.
You're bombing? No, I'm used to it. But I feel for you.
Oh, that was a good one. Did Andy write that one for you?
What's funny is that you're not laughing at all. You're actually butthurt right now. In your car.
Ian, can I tell you something?
I'm being real, bud. Being real, bud.
It sounds like he got a rattlesnake in your car.
I'm talking like a man, bud.
Ian, Nat Close said...
Okay, keep repeating that.
Nat Close said...
Getting funnier.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, CEO. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, Nat Close said that you're pissing on the floor and bed like a kitty right now.
That's right.
I don't know. Ian told me he was going to do this, and I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
It's funny. It's cute. He'll probably go, oh, I'm Ross, and I'm a man. He'll probably do that one again for the eighth time.
Quoting you. Mm-hmm. Ross, why do you get so butthurt about me not talking to you? Why do you feel like I'm not talking to you?
You're not funny? This happens? You're like a woman?
But how come on the show you won't even talk to me?
You asked, nigga. Shit. How you gonna ask and then say no?
You won't even talk to me. Why do you pout like that, Ross? Do you think it's cute?
Why'd you run away crying instead of addressing this when you were here last time and ran away?
I didn't run away crying.
You got the balls up a week later? I'm gonna get back in there and get Ross. Yeah.
My phone lost energy, you fucking
douchebag.
No, yeah, that's right.
I want to see that tape because we've seen the Ross dog quivering thing. I want to see the Ian quivering thing because I haven't seen that yet.
No one remembers where
Ian
it's
did rage quit his show a little bit.
Yeah, he did. Thank you.
Ian, you rage quit?
My phone died.
Rage cry.
And these little babies are trying to spin a story.
Okay.
Are you saying there's some collusion afoot, Ian? Joe Booney said there was no collusion.
Are you saying car phone chargers don't exist? Is that what you're saying, Ian? Car phone chargers don't exist?
Cosmic,
it sounds like Luis Gomez is in his car.
When I use the car phone chire, when I do that, I have to use the earbuds. Yeah. You can't hear me, so.
Yeah. Anything Ross says, I'm just going to go, like a woman. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. Whatever. Whatever. I know. It sucks, doesn't it? It fucking sucks when someone's talking. Jackass. Oh, let me ask a question first. Hold on. Let me ask a question.
Yeah. Ian, they want to know if you're going to come to fight night on Saturday.
He already came. He got his ass beat. We could barely hear him.
No, I didn't. I chased off your little boyfriend, Jay. I smashed. Did I was you? The hit of the night. I made the show. You're welcome.
Apparently, you guys don't understand.
This Ian has Alzheimer's.
I just want to talk to the chat for a second. This is just me. This is healthy. This is airing of grievances. This is how we move forward.
Yeah.
It's gay.
Move forward.
No, we did this last time and Ian ran away. That's the gay part about it.
Or do you want us to just stay right here?
I think we should stay right here for a little bit more.
I'm good.
How are you, Ross?
I smoke a bowl in my garage.
Make it feel better.
You have one of those? You get chased out to the car. Are you parallel parked on the street?
Oh, Ross, don't make fun of him for not I don't have a garage either. I mean, come on, man.
You're not talking shit.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, Ross, if only I'd been a plumber, I could have been much happier in life.
I don't think he could handle it. It's a little harder than breading chicken.
You had to go to college for that one to learn how to turn a pipe.
No, you have to be able to do a push up and see your dick.
4 years of training for that one. Water go down hole. If hole clog, water not go down. Unclog hole. 8 years of that, Ross.
When he tries to touch his toes, his fucking belly button stops his nose.
You're in pipe 100.
Penelope still go down hole.
I'll share the comment.
I thought that was a good one.
I got you, buddy. I'm sorry.
Jealousy is ugly.
Ian Ellis, Tom in the chat is saying that you're mean spirited.
Yeah,
and jealous. That's
part of the show. No.
Yeah. A little bit.
Of what, man?
Better animation skills, looks, life. Channel.
Ross, do I have to tell you keep going?
Jokes.
That's perfect.
Creativity.
I think it's cute. You'll have
sound
of
voice, sexuality, hair, eyes.
Walk off stage and don't have legs. They're in random ass places. They're too long.
What?
How about you slow down and figure out what you're doing before you put out every episode?
Can you take your own advice?
Oh, shit.
On what? You don't love Philip Wave? The greatest fucking thing ever.
Okay.
Ian, I don't know if the guy you're arguing with is going to take your side in that.
No.
Helen brings up a good point. Ross, is it possible that Ian, is it possible that the stresses of making delicious chicken is a lot more intense
it's
than
the hormones.
Credit for?
You don't understand the
on his hormones, it explains this woman-like behavior. Yes, I'll give him that much.
I'm deciding how to roll the chicken, how to fry the chicken, how to arrange it in the package.
He's one step away from a Mexican lady.
Chicken by chicken, one leg at a time. That's how I get through the job. You know, you can't look at all the chickens that are ahead of you. Just deal with the one in front of you.
One leg in, one leg out.
Get busy breading or get down.
Excuse me.
You okay?
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Oh, Necklo, are you turning on me? He says I live in Chicago, like Red Bar and David Walsh. I thought we were friends, Necklo. You did nothing wrong.
Ian, you're asking all the kids to choose a parent right now. You're not really putting anyone in a good position.
Yeah, Ian, Ross said, yeah, we're doing this. We're doing this, okay?
Ian's just the creepy, fucked up haired uncle.
So this is just a transition into, I'm going to stop coddling Ross. He's in this. Well, all right, now I'm going to treat you like I treat everybody else.
Okay, bud.
Okay, no more worrying about you backing out. You're here now.
And I'm coming full force, bro. I got to check out his cock.
Ian is basically saying he loves you, Ross, and he wants to treat you. Treat you how he treats everyone he loves.
I know, but we did this last time, and he bitched off and ran away. Why are you doing this tonight?
It's cute how you keep going.
I wasn't even supposed to be here.
You know is wrong. How about you, make a joke or progress the story? That's a note for you.
I don't want to.
As
soon as you admit it.
Ellis needs a lot of action these days.
I don't have to do anything.
That's right, Joe.
That's true.
I'm doing it.
Why don't we do like
doing it?
Why don't we do like CEO said and air some grievances?
Well, you want a clip to?
We're not doing that right now.
As soon as Ian stops trying to slap fight me,
do you want to lighten it up for a minute?
What are we gonna watch?
Pull up Oliver Tree DeFango.
Oh, DeFango.
So this is a question for the room. So I'm talking to you too, Ross, because you're in the room.
Nope, not listening.
Do you think this is
Ross,
real?
Ross, pay attention.
There he goes pouting again.
It's bullshit. Yeah,
pay attention, Ross. Do you think this is real, or is this some of Oliver Tree's Andy Kaufman horse shit?
Don't care.
Ross, let's not be disruptive.
Being a black cloud over the show?
You're like a kid in class that wants attention, Ross. Let's lighten the mood. Come on.
Oliver Tree's like kiddie porn. He's like 14. I'm not watching this shit.
I want to say this right now.
Faggot. Okay.
Come on, Ross.
What the fuck do you know about making
Ross
music?
All butthurt.
I hear a little couch chest tape. I want to say this right now.
I like the little shots underneath
that. Sounds
the video.
Like music made by someone who doesn't know anything about music, so they have to make a fucking parody.
I'm a man.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, guys.
What are you, some kind of fucking weird Al Yankovic minus the hair and the talent? I don't fuck with you, Agent Fantano. Orange. I don't fuck with anyone who tries to cross you.
I got brains.
Okay, all right. Let's just take another fan question instead.
It's just, I don't know if anyone's ever called you out before, but that's bullshit, man. I put so much time into this music, and for some guy who's never made music before to try to tell me how to make my music, yeah, of course I might get a little offensive. I've been working on it for 20 years.
Okay.
How long did the Cal Chichesca mixtape take?
Okay.
Ross, you said it was 14.
I want to know.
Probably as long as your new record. Probably as long as that.
Okay, so I want to say this.
If someone
spent the time to write those lyrics, I feel bad for you, dog. Let me say this. If that wasn't freestyle, then you legitimately spent time.
As long as Red Bar is not in it, I'm in.
I mean, from what I can see of Cal, it was like 3 straight years of freestyling. It wasn't so much intense writing sessions or anything like that, but. I wasn't there for all of them.
This is a good time for anybody to get up and go get yourself a beverage from the refrigerator.
Let me make this straight.
Oliver's got something to say about me having lyrics that are repetitive.
It's not my fucking question. Okay.
Well, I saw your fucking review. It's not my fucking question. Seven you gave me. Let me make this very clear. I am a surrealist pop artist, part of the genre of surrealist art.
I'm a surrealist pop artist. I'm a surrealist artist.
Let me speak, Fantano. You invited me on here as a conversation. Shut the fuck up. You want to talk about repetition? Your shitty ass YouTube channel is one shitty review after another. That's repetition. You don't know fucking shit about this shit.
I'll come back after this commercial.
Fuck you, Anthony. Fucking fart face.
Fuck you.
I think that's the commercial. Why didn't he just end his?
Fuck you.
Why do you get up and walk away?
Oliver's
done talking. I don't know who either of these people are or what they're talking about.
They're rappers, I think. That's why I pulled from them.
Well, on the left was Ross Dog, and on the right was Ian Ellis. And they were having an on-air fight about...
Creative direction.
Now, Oliver Tree went on the Ethan and Gila show... And you could tell it was very much a bit that he just is an asshole to the host. But I don't know, was that real or was that him goofing off? Opinions.
I think the surrealist pop artist is when I knew that the Oliver kid had to be fucking around with me.
I mean, just the mere fact that I have no idea who he is. And then he did this and then you showed me him. I think it's probably a bit for attention.
Because it seemed like Fango was like trying to go to a comment. Like it seemed like he was trying to get out of it, which is what makes me think maybe this happened. I don't know.
CEO, you're a big Oliver Tree fan. Go ahead.
I just found out who he was like a week ago because I got MLB The Show 20, and he has a song. Evidently, I don't know anything about him other than he made a song for a video game.
Well, guys, before you go talking trash, did you know he's a fan of us? And there's another
Oliver
video.
Tree's a fan of us?
There's a clip in there called The Lyric Bud. This one's only like 16 seconds long. Turns out he's a big Rev supporter.
Wait, what? Hold on. I didn't get that clip. Hold on.
It's in there, believe me.
Oliver Tree, real or not, and then Charles Bennett was the next one. Wait, no.
Oh, do we got any new felony?
Or was that Bart? Okay, never mind.
Oh, God, man. I was
just giving away all my secrets.
I'm sorry, Ian. I'm looking for the clip you sent, though. It's not here.
Now you got CEO all excited.
Oh, man. I love me a felony tape.
It's like we just told him what's for dessert, and he's not even going to want to eat dinner.
It's called Lyric Bud.
Okay, yeah, sorry, Ian. Maybe
you hear that, Ross? That's humility. That's how you handle it. You don't go, okay. Oh, faggot. I saw it right here the whole time. You rage quit.
You could have directed it towards me. You could have directed me to it like a man, Ian.
Like a man. But you don't even have stubble, faggot.
Real ass podcast.
Me and Lewis are like basically best friends.
Oh, let's get back here.
Ross, I think the commercial break's over.
I like the fact that being friends with Luis J. Gomez is like an insult for them.
No, you're his Luis. No,
yeah, you're his Luis friend. You're a fucking huge Luis fan. Okay.
Pretty cool.
So,
are we messing are you up sure this is going to be about Ross? You okay with that?
Is this going to be about Rev?
It's all about right. Rev.
Real fans. I'm done with the fucking fake fans, man. They're there. They're like, oh, we're fans. You barely heard what, you know, name of a song or two?
Guys, yeah, that's right. The volume. Audio. God damn it. I didn't show the fucking audio. God. Fucking amateur
I
hour.
I heard it. I'm heard sorry, it. Guys.
Oh, you heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Guys. Oh, yeah, some of that inner hate I have for myself. You open your boomer ears.
When I was a kid, my real best
fans.
Friend
I'm done
like
with
this,
the fucking fake fans, man. They're there. They're like, oh, the you barely heard what, you know, people. Name of a song or two? You know any
for
lyrics?
Henchmen,
but these people are.
Ian's talking over his own clip.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
it. Wait, no, this is good, guys. Listen to it. Could you hear it, everyone else?
I could
hear it.
I want the real fans. I'm done with the fucking fake fans, man. They're there. They're like, oh, we're fans. You barely heard what, you know, name of a song or two? You know any lyrics, bud? These people are.
You know any lyrics, bud? He's a big Rev fan. God damn it.
I can't have
this kid on the show then.
I like that more than I like the fight.
Yeah, Ian.
Me too.
Wait, did you hear that? That was the steam getting sucked out of the room. Go ahead.
Oh, God. I just want to know, how long has this been brewing?
CEO, what 12 if
years.
I told you that
since
I,
you left
that this is your fault?
I know, but
that you were the bridge.
I feel bad because I do know that both Ian and Ross both want to blame me, which is fine.
It's like an
I mean, you're not the one crying right now, so
no, but Rio, I, you know,
after you left, Ross became a real sad sack. And he's been crying about me not talking to him enough. And saying, oh, I'm going to be a man. Come be a man with me, Ian. Come on, be more vile. Be vile.
All right, so do that. Just be more vile.
Not at all.
Johnny, sorry.
I have a lot of country music videos to shoot, and I cannot afford to blow my image by being vile.
Good one.
So I had something I wanted to say about the different community. Well, I think I did say it. You don't want to live there. All right. Ross, I feel like you're being a cheap version of yourself by chasing after views from these stupid communities.
What community?
Like the true crime community.
Not in them.
So I haven't seen like 17 posts about German lady in the last month?
Nope.
I think I have.
German lady.
Look again.
Ross, are you going to have a conversation with me or are you going to be a dildo?
If you stop making shit up, go look again and then we'll talk when you get back.
I don't have to look. I remember.
You're on the wrong channel
German
then.
German lady, hot or not. It was no. RDA channels.
No.
Lane, is there a clone RDA channel I don't know about?
Everybody's been talking about the German lady. Who is the German lady? Is she like...
No, Reb or Joe, we're going to leave her alone. We're getting out of there. We have an exit strategy. We're just going to leave. We're going to pick up our ball.
I actually have zero videos about her. Zero.
Okay.
All right. I'll go to my channel right now and I'll count them out for you. No, I'm going to read you out every single stream name. From now and going back. Okay.
Can we put up
five animated series, none of them with German lady. Fight Club with Rev, Griggy, Randy's Life, Me and Cosmic went on and fucked with some people. Hostbusters on with Apologies, Saving Robbie, RDA Fight Club with Apologies, Ian Ellison Hostbuster, RDA, Brian St. John, Griggy again with Apologies, RDA Fight Club, Ross vs. Ian Ellis. And you tell me when a German lady name pops in. Not Cosmic Can throwing all kinds.
Instagram posts that you can make on YouTube.
I don't have Instagram.
And you also. What's, I don't what have Instagram. The YouTube version of it is where you.
Oh, you don't
like
seem to have any of these facts at all.
Ross,
you got the right channel? Do you have the right channel?
I do.
No, show me one.
And you're being a little bitch boy and not owning up.
No, you're making stuff up.
I thought you were a man, bud. You're not a man, bud.
Making stuff up.
How about
I didn't know we were doing like a character bit.
How about I mediate a little bit, guys? So, Ian, you think that German lady?
Well, we can't just glance over the fact that there literally is no videos with German lady in the title. I mean, I'll keep reading.
Clearly, there's a misunderstanding going on. I think everyone kind of knows the misunderstanding. I think this is the argument that these guys can't say to each other. Ross should be saying, well, Ian, fuckface, there are people who make German lady videos, but those aren't me. I don't spend my life doing that. That's people around us doing that. And Ian, like, you know, like on the other side, like, I mean, you know, what's living there and what's milking lol cows or what's entertaining fools, which is what we do. But I don't know.
Well, specifically when Ross wanted us to be more vile, it was like, you know, so we can antagonize these true crime people and, you know, we can really get some subs and views by just calling old ladies cunts and faggots all day. Yeah, let's go do that.
That's what we do.
Yeah, but I mean, anytime you get up against the community, you're going to take some people who have like a similar sense of humor, right? You're going to find a certain percentage of those people who might be entertained by it, no matter where we go.
Don't want to live there. Yeah, we can go anywhere. I don't even care. But there's so many fools
to milk. There's so many fools to milk over here. It's so funny. It's so absurd and foolish and ridiculous. It's hard not to watch and laugh for me.
Let me ask Bellan a question. Have you or have you not? Is he here? He's not even here.
Hey, Ian, I'm just...
We shouldn't be having these proxy wars.
Yeah, I mean, Bell and Cosmic never been on any true crime people stream.
We shouldn't be having proxy.
Pretty much all of us have, except you, Ian.
Have you gotten any DMs about this cringy behavior?
I have been told by some people that there is too much inner drama going on with not even the true crime people, but people in the chat come from the true crime world. So there's just a little too much suspicion of like, well, who is a spy? Who isn't a spy? Who's taking screenshots? And I wish everyone, all the people on the shows and all the people in the chat and in the Discord would just not give a fuck if anyone is a spy or taking screenshots or anything like that. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's all. And that's just the thing that I get. Every single day I go into Discord and there's new rumors, there's different people starting them all the time. Different people are getting ousted for different reasons. Really, besides people that are complete fucking problems like Rev, Sam, and Lemonade, I don't think there's any reason to kick anyone out or to run anyone out, even if you fucking hate their guts. They just watch the same YouTube streams that we do, and that's all. That's all. I just want people, and Ian, you do it too a little bit, where you take people that come on the air and you kind of scare them off. I haven't seen Andy in a week. Andy was a listener. Andy was a listener for a long time before he came on the show.
Andy is still a listener.
It would be a shame for Andy to go away just because, you know, you couldn't have had maybe 10% more couth.
You know what Andy was? He was a parasite. And he would come in. He would always try to like reference stuff that we've already done to like show like, hey, I'm in, I'm with it. I know all the references. But it was like a mask that he was wearing, because then he ran into the CEO and had no idea who he was. And we want you to be who you are when you come in here. And it's okay if we don't like you, but don't pretend. Don't be a poser. Don't come in and act like you know what's going on.
Don't try to appeal to the audience, you're saying, Ian. Well, Ian,
are conspiracies less complicated than this.
The first time I ever talked to Andy, I told him that he should probably not do the With Apologies podcast. And I think this was on Cosmic Show. I was like, specifically because I can feel your improv energy and you and Ian Ellis will not get along.
No.
Now, well, you know, Andy's a man. He can do what he wants, but he did not listen to me. I did tell him you probably shouldn't come.
Problem I have with Ross, where he brings these people in here and I'm not sure how to treat them. And he tells me, like, I brought them in there so that you would trash them. So, like, he brings these idiots here because he wants me to be vile. But I don't want to just be vile to them off the bat.
And then you say, I don't want Jay. Get rid of Jay. Hey, Ross, Jay we could sucks. Probably get Jay on. We could probably get Jay on next time. Yeah. Hey, Jay, come on, Jay. Hey. Oh, yeah, Rev's an idiot. Hey, get Rev on again this week. So which one is it? You say the same thing. You'll say, get Sam to call in. You've never said get Sam to call in ever in the history of With Apologies.
To be a character.
Okay, just keep talking to some other shit and avoiding what I'm saying.
I'm asking you a question.
I asked you a question first, so answer mine first.
All right.
That's how it works.
Go for it, sweetie. What was your question?
Why are you gay?
Don't steal mine.
You gay.
Somebody that was an intelligent question, Ross. I'm glad you're here to engage in.
Because you're not listening, you're just talking over people. You never listen to anyone's questions. I asked you a question as you tried to go, no, but answer my question. While I was asking you a question. That's why you didn't hear it, jackass.
Are you done spurging?
You don't hear anybody but yourself. Okay. Oh, no, let me talk like you. Oh, he's being a little baby now. Oh, he's being baby Ian.
See how you just keep running away from the fact that I'm trying to talk to you? You know, the number one thing you cry about?
No, that's not what you're doing. Actually, you're Sam Hilling right now, because I asked you a question, and instead of answering it, you talked over it, and then said, oh, what's the question?
Ross, your question was, why am I gay? So
no, that was the question after you talked over me.
That was his opening.
Because you're a spurg. Spurg.
Cosmic, can you help me? Because he's such a spurg, I can't pay attention.
Good one.
What was it? Bill and
I'll go back to sitting in my chair.
I don't know what the original question that was asked was. I just wanted to ask you, Cosmic.
Nobody heard Ross's question?
Ian,
no, because you talked over a dickhead and then said, let me ask you a question.
All right. Well,
economy award.
Sound familiar? Let me ask a question. You don't do that, right, Ian? No. Ian doesn't do that. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. Ian doesn't ever do that.
Stop being an emotional.
Never. He never does it.
Focus.
I'm going to talk louder just like you're trying to do and just talk over you. I'm trying to have a reasonable conversation about the show. You won't answer any questions. Why are you being a crybaby? Ian, I'm trying to talk to you. You just keep talking over me. Doesn't it suck when you just have that?
All right, you made your point, Kyle. You ready Thank to you. Ask your question?
Thank you.
For what? Ask your question, Ross.
For nothing. No.
Okay,
you ain't the boss
so can
of me
I
now.
Ask mine, then?
You ain't the boss of me
For
now.
Me now.
Oh, God. He's singing Juice WRLD, Ian. Do something before he sways me.
No, he can have the room. CEO, what do you think of this?
Oh, talk to the hand.
CEO, come on.
Give
us your
reason. Guys,
CEO's talking.
I'm glad that something productive is finally happening in this fight. At least we're getting to real issues.
Real ass issues.
You think somewhere like Mersh and Lewis and Jimmernam are just all listening to this, like in Lazy Boys sipping tea?
Oh, they're enjoying this for sure.
With Ian's wife.
Ross. When you bring these people
on, oh, she's
is it
enjoying
expected?
This. Absolutely.
Is it
Ian's fun time being
that
ruined?
Am I going to be vile to them? Or am I supposed to just take them as they are and show their characters if they're characters?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ian, can you not be surprised when people don't expect you to be off the rip vile?
Well, here's the thing, is he keeps getting these people like Andy and Rev on. And I don't necessarily hate Rev, but Ross keeps giving me shit behind the stage. Like, no, you got to be mean to Rev.
No, you're asking
why?
For Rev.
He works. He works for the show.
Oh, maybe if you knew the rest of the community and the women in it. Oh, you don't care about that. That's right.
You're not
you
doing
did
this
know
on
Rev.
Their behalf. You just
no, not at all.
People
I talk
here.
To every day. You wouldn't know.
He was the worst
you
employee,
no
though, Ian. He
won't even discuss
it with
you.
That's
you don't
fair.
Know what you're talking
That's
about.
Fair. No, it's fair. I said.
When it comes to Discord affairs, you're basically just like an outsider. Like, I don't even know what your rank is in there, but at this time, it's probably like 300 because you're not there. So I'm not going to consider anything you say about the Discord.
That is accurate.
How about that?
Now, Ross brings these people in there, and he expects me to do the Fight Club thing of.
Didn't bring them in there. Didn't bring them in.
You explicitly brought them there.
How? They were in my car? I brought them
to
the Discord?
Because you thought the fights would be more.
So if I go through my DMs, I won't find ones where you're saying, hey, make sure Rev's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I want.
So then, what's your fucking point, idiot? The point you just said I brought them and forced them. You're making a point that I'm forcing them on you. You just admitted you asked for them.
You're trying Suck to my manufacture. Dick. Oh, wait, you'll do that. You're trying to manufacture fake.
Not crime. Listening anymore. Just keep rambling with your point, even though you're wrong. I just shut your whole point down.
Vile to people for no reason.
Yeah, like you did to Andy. That was hilarious. Remember how you ended that message with Andy? That was fucking hilarious.
Right, but Andy didn't have to go.
Thank you.
He could have.
I didn't ask you to do that.
You are setting these people up. You're bringing them here to be attacked by me.
Yeah. Every one of you.
Don't do that anymore.
Stanley. I'm going to do what I want to do. Like Carla would say, boo-boo. I'm going to do what I want to do, boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
Okay.
Hell yeah, Joe Booney.
Boo-boo.
What a day today was.
Yeah, don't you feel tired, Joe?
I do. Ross is exhausting.
Today was kind of a rough
day. Very confused.
I got it better. I went and bought brand new shoes. Went for a walk.
Ian knows all Virgil's. About confused.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Ian, let's go back to the thing that started.
Is KB marrying at your house?
Ian seems He's to believe that, strap on
mm-hmm.
that mm-hmm. Ross has been coddled.
You know what Ian's problem is? He's been hanging out in small rooms with lesbian black women for too fucking long.
Somebody's asking for the link.
Mm-hmm.
There's already Eric. Six of us on here, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I let the queen on. Hold on.
Six and a half.
The queen!
I mean, so, Ian, we talked about this last time. So you just want more, you know, autonomy with apologies? That's it?
I mean, want
you
don't purpose have to, and you don't have to entertain with our mischief, not just bringing me random assholes to beat up for no reason.
So talk about Red Bar.
What's purpose? Whose purpose?
We find these people that we're interested in talking about, like Charlie Bartlett, Arana Nation. And
never heard of them. Anyone in the chat heard of Arana Nation? Shout out.
Introduce them to people, and we want to tease them for specific reasons. I don't want to deal with just random people that you found on the internet.
You know what? I completely agreed. If you remember with the Arana Nation stuff, did it ever happen?
But Ross, I'm just saying.
Don't answer me. Keep going.
Don't bring
Familiar.
Me any more of these my
la, la,
to
don't
do
talk.
Your
la,
dirty
la,
work
la.
For you. If you
la,
want to
la,
ask
la,
someone,
la,
you
la.
Go ahead and go after them.
La, 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 la. I've never asked you for your assistance. When I go around to these other streams, do I ever say, Ian, come with me? No.
The queen, ladies and gentlemen.
Show me a time I did. I don't ask you to come anywhere with me. Show me a time I've ever said, Ian, come with me here. Name one.
Let's respect the guest.
Name one. Name one, Ian.
The queen, what are you doing?
Name
here?
One, Ian. Name one, Ian.
Ian, you are doing something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're a fucking gym ram. You're turning into a little bitch.
Ian, you do need to have a bit more of a back and forth with Ross and quit trying to monologue your point.
No, I'm done with this faggot. He can do what he wants.
He just keeps doing this low-level rage quitty Kyle shit. And there's nothing to engage with.
I think you're both bickering a little bit.
You're a fag, blah, blah, blah. He can't even, like,
have the conversation. There was more than one chick on this panel.
Ooh.
Ooh. Just kidding.
Queen.
What?
We
yes,
thank
Ian.
You for being here. I assume you got something to say, or did you just come to hang out?
I kind of half came to hang out. I'm kind of doing something at the moment, so I just wanted to hang out. But, I mean... It was going to be fun until you guys started fighting with each other. That's kind of weird.
The queens,
yeah.
But
you should be fighting
like,
the fools
the
and
views.
Not each other. Well, I mean, they do on Saturday.
We should. We're going to work it out. We just got to, like, yell at each other for a while, and then we'll get it out of our systems, and we'll be fine.
Well, it seems like you guys aren't on the same pages in terms of what the show is supposed to be. So, you know, if you figure that out, it'll go a lot better.
That conversation starts here. I personally would like if the show covered these characters that we choose rather than me dealing with these random offshoots of shit I don't know about.
Well, Ian, let me ask you a question then. So if you feel that way, Ross brings you lots of characters. What have you brought to the show? I don't remember you bringing anyone, to be honest, other than CEO, and that was like 2 years ago. So what do you got?
Well, I brought you Luis J. Gomez.
You okay? You okay?
A battle with his rap sponsor.
All right, you went on his show once. It has never repeated itself. Why haven't you gone back on his show? Why haven't you gone back on his show?
The fact that he was on here at all, he's one of the people I brought you.
Why did you not get back on his show?
Well, haven't you been back? I messaged him. I do keep in touch with them.
Why don't you go back on his podcast?
Because they're back in studio. So he asked me if I was in New York, and I said no. I told him to fly me out there because I'm not going to fly to New York to do Lewis's podcast. But that's why. They're not doing the Zoom anymore.
So he won't let you call in or do anything like that if you guys are friends? He would let you on the show, wouldn't he?
Begged him, but I don't care enough to do that. I'm happy with it exactly where it's at. I feel like it's over.
I mean, that was like kind of your big break. Why wouldn't you roll with it and keep going? That seemed kind of stupid to be done with it, in my opinion.
Because I got what I wanted out of it.
What did you get out of it?
The storyline is over. I got Lewis to come down here. I yelled at him. Then a bonus, I got to go on his show and dismantle him. And now it's over. That was the story arc. Yeah, beginning, a middle, and an end, and now it's over.
You dismantled him?
Yeah, live on a show. You didn't watch it?
I mean, I did, but I don't know if you call it dismantling.
God bless Chicago.
You think it was better when Ross was crying? Was that a better part of the show?
You didn't cry on Luis J. Gomez's show. I'm going to tell you, I think you should have done Lewis's show with Ross, but you should have also brought Belland because he knows the comedy scene and the comedians, and I think that would have been a good playoff of you and Ross to have Belland is kind of like your Opie in that situation where he can help steer the ship of you guys interchanging.
I would have loved to have had everyone on there.
No, but I'm saying like as you have the universes with Ross and then Belland is like the comedy, like you're like, you know, you're the comedy and Ross is the universe. Belland's a good link between that because he knows everything about both of them. You don't know anything about the universe because you don't really participate on the Discord. So Belland would have been your good go-between person when you were on Lewis to bridge that gap and help integrate the universe part better into the show. Whereas you and Ross are the opposite ends of the spectrum. Belland's kind of in the middle and he could have helped you guys bridge that, my opinion. I would have brought Belland too.
This guy blew snot out of his nose in this fucking car.
It was super gross.
Here's the thing. We all do our own little characters around here, portray our own image that we want. Ian wants us all to be Chris Farley like him, falling down the stairs.
But you can't have a bunch of Chris Farleys. It's just one note and boring. It's one note and boring. You can't.
Yeah, I don't want to blow snot. I don't want to be known because I blew snot out of my nose in my car.
Ian, if you're also going to go on Lewis's podcast, why wouldn't you go somewhere where they can like see your face and you can look more professional? Why would you go in your car in the dark? That seems kind of dumb.
Make a poster like you're in high school.
I was so busy.
Oh, he could have made.
He's the corny guy in the first row at the wrestling arena.
I was going to say he would have been the guy on the cover of like the TV magazine, but the universe version.
I was so busy making my Joe Booney poster and running around getting shit ready. I didn't think about the fact that it was going to get dark out. And
you better take care of that rattlesnake.
Yeah, Lewis, you want me to get rid of him?
He's in your car.
I should contact Lewis. I think him would be great.
Yeah.
You know,
Joe, you Booney and me should
go on there, Joe.
Become best friends.
Now that you're a big time star, I'll have you on.
I'm just saying, I think it would have been good if you had taken Belland and Ross because they work well together. They sound good together.
Lewis DM'd me yesterday. We're still cool. It's just Lewis and Ian that aren't cool.
Well, then, well,
I got all. I take care of that stuff myself because I don't need Ian. I take care of my own affairs.
I mean, you did get monetized without Ian's show.
I sure did.
I'm proud of you, Ross. You did a great job.
Actually making money off all my animations. 85 cents off one of them.
I will say that Desi Cosmo made me laugh really hard.
Who are we listening to?
It is literally more money than I've made off of Philip Wave.
My mom just found me somebody. She just said, guys.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit. Are you going to sexually respect her 110%, Joe?
110% I respect her.
That's right. I'm proud of you. Good job.
She's Lebanese, huh? Yeah, we're live. You're coming down here. Tell me your phone. I said they're watching No, I'm live. What do you think? The camera's on, you know? I got my hat back.
But then, everything I tell you, you won't say it?
Well, you're saying people can hear you.
Whoa. Is that Joe's mom?
Yeah. Joe needs to get like a neon sign for his door that says he's on air.
I mean, he's got a big contract now. He's going to have to get a studio. Joe, you should have Josiah build you a studio.
Yeah, we'll see in the future.
I remember the one show I did with Joe Zuni where he was telling his mom to get him a water and he's being super rude to her and I told him to get his own fucking water then I got made fun of for it. That was fun.
One thing I'll say is I know Ian doesn't pay attention to Discord that much. He's but I'm pretty sure he took some of those jabs tonight or some of those angles from shit from the private fucking chats that we have.
Oh, the secret.
And he's like using shit that I've talked about how it like fucks with my real life and he's trying to use it as a fucking bit. So
well,
I don't know.
Cool.
That kind of doesn't sit with me very well.
Not doing anything that cruel or icky.
You actually are, actually.
Why would you mess with someone's real life, Ian? We don't dox.
I wouldn't, and I especially wouldn't do it to Ross.
We would, but you know, you can
I'm
get your little mod tag taken away.
Oh, so I've never said someone's fucking with people's real lives, so I specifically will not address them, talk about them, or do anything. You've never seen me say that?
I've seen it. Yeah. I'll support you, Ross.
I don't know what we're even talking about.
Okay.
Yes, you do, Ian. You read it.
This may be an example of Ian not reading the Discord.
Well, then Discord does. Then he's not a part of the Discord. None of this shit matters.
Secretly fill me in. Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah, fill him in over the air, please. Please fill him in over the air.
Not in a way that it exposes it, but just so I have the gist.
How about you DM
about
it?
Okay.
Ian, you know what you should do? If you want to know what's going on in the universe, go talk to Sam. He's in Click's Discord all the time. He'll give you the story.
If I wanted to, I would just read the Discord. But I have other stuff to do.
You post in there.
I do. I pop in from time to time. I read like 10 comments up or down, and then I get out of there.
How come you don't like Discord more, Ian? Ian, that's your fan base. Why don't you hang out with your friends?
It's not my fan base. It's this little community, and there's all kinds of weird drama going on, and I don't want to get sucked into that.
But the people in the Discord are the ones that watch your show. And we have good ideas.
I don't want to be involved.
It is your fan base, jackass, whether you like it to be or not.
That's who's in your
chat
right now,
your
people
fan
from
base.
The Discord.
All right, well, I respect,
you don't respect
them more than
so
they
you don't want any of them to watch you. Got you.
That's the people that are in the Discord have watched your show for 2 years.
So you wouldn't want a community, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, burn it down. I hate them all.
No, I'm asking you.
Anybody that's a fan of Ross.
He wants. He's crying about having a real conversation. I ask one question and he can't answer it.
What was the question again?
Do you want a community or not?
I do.
Community
I
is what gets
get
you
involved.
You just don't want this community. Gotcha.
No, these guys are great. I love the memes. I love all.
And why are you trying to chase them all out?
I'm not chasing anybody away. I'm
chase
just saying
Andy
I don't
out.
Get involved.
Andy
yeah,
was pretty
Andy?
Active in the Discord. Haven't
oh,
seen
yeah, let's just keep spinning this round and round in circles.
I'm not
go,
Discord
Ross.
Much anymore either, though, so I don't see it as much either. See, I admit it, Ian. I don't come back. All
right, I'm sorry.
Right
I should.
Now you're a hole, so I'm gonna let
what?
You
know. Really?
Hilarious.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, sweetie.
I mean,
I love you. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you mean because I told you what's up with you? Okay.
Well, you and Ross just running circles around me going... You know, this circular logic.
Sorry.
I just asked you
where I
asked
one question, you can't answer it. I'm sorry. I'll slow down.
I'm sorry, Ross. Were you not paying attention? I love the community. I just don't want to hang out there all day. Is that okay for you? Do you need it in writing? Do I got to memo that to you so you can get it through your thick fucking head?
Well, here's the thing. You're saying that as if it's a very simple thing, but you're having strong feelings about it. So you got to, like, bridge
he
those
He has to look
things.
At a picture, a wallet picture of his wife when he yells at me.
I think Ian wants it to be Ian Ellis and the RDA, but we're more like the Wu-Tang Clan. We're all going to be doing our own things. Like
he's kind
of
like
Rex is a part of our community. He mm-hmm. watches Live League.
He wouldn't.
Are you going to get sick of that and be like, "Oh,
Ian
I'm sick of
know.
I'm sick of the Live League shit. I don't want to do like a gore thing. What the fuck is the direction? He's showing like people being shot in China. What the fuck is this? Like, do we all does everything
this
we
shit
have
about
to
the true crime
pass the standards of
that really isn't
Ian's
much of a thing anymore. To be honest, Ian. They
but even what's left of it, all of us go there and fuck with them except Ian. Cosmic
again, I'm
goes.
Being accused of stuff that I actually do. I do support Cosmic and Rex and Joe Booney, and I plug all you guys as often as I can.
and I love that you have your own shows, and I don't ask your shows to be anything other than what they are. So you can't say that I don't know about them.
How come you don't come on Saturday night's show, Ian?
Because it comes on too late. It's 11 o'clock my time. By then, I'm in bed.
Well, no, it comes on at 10 o'clock your time.
Hold on, that's not the point. We need to stick to the core issues because we're not going to get
up all night and then get up with my kid.
Arguing minutia. Ugh.
What?
So we need to get to the core of what's wrong. There's a dysfunction here, and let's forget all the little extra shit about
there's
why
a
he's
Sam
not
Hill
that
type of argument going, and it's fucking annoying.
We need the crux of the issue. What do you want different, Ian? What do you want different? Let's start there. In plain English. Don't do me a metaphor about living in the village of true crime. Just real succinctly and clearly.
The one thing I want is don't bring me any more people expecting me to be mean to them.
Done.
Don't do that. That's it.
Ross, is that impossible for us to do? Or can we easily just keep the apology show kind of insulated to its own shit?
I don't demand that he's mean. Who did I ever tell you to be mean to?
Did I say
let's get Hostbuster on, or was that your idea
Andy
to do a trial?
And Rev.
Two people.
Well, two, I'm saying.
Two, and one of them you asked for. And one of them you asked for. And one of them you asked for.
You know what, you guys, I think this would all just go away if we just found somebody new to focus our hate on. And then we would all come together and just be a family again.
I brought him Rev like he asked to be his co-host because CEO wasn't around. When did I ever tell you to fight with him? Show me a fucking screenshot.
He told me the Rev thing is a bit and I'm supposed to chase him away.
Well, it doesn't matter. There's got to be.
I did. Show
well,
it. Go find well, it.
Let's
please.
Forget about
I'd love
it, though.
To
let's,
see it.
Well, let's not argue about
it. I think
this
he made that
pointless.
Up. Well, no, because he's making shit up.
But that
so
part
it
of the issue
is
done now. We're not bringing you any more Andys or Revs or Ings or anything like that. It's
done.
Done
deal.
That's cool. So we don't even have to argue
well,
about
so
it anymore.
Here would be a question like, I like Ing. Am I supposed to be mean to Ing? He seems like a sweet guy.
Who told you to?
Who told you to be mean to Ing?
I'm asking right now because you just threw his name out there. Like,
oh,
why even ask?
It creates confusion.
Why ask? Why would you feel the need to ask?
Because I don't want to just needlessly chase people away. That's why I'm asking.
Do what you want to do. We don't have
a
script here.
Message Ross hard no's on people. If there's somebody who's a hard no, which is I don't want him ever to come back, then you need to message Ross. This person, Dirty Rob, is a hard no. I don't want him back no matter what y'all are doing with him. And I'm sure Ross can oblige that, right, Ross?
Sure.
Keep that in mind in the future.
Well, to be fair also, Ian, I mean, if it's your show, don't you control the Streamlab? You can just not bring people up.
Yeah.
And don't worry about it.
I don't
so good.
Produce. Right now it's Cosmic. Normally it's Ross. As you heard, I'm sitting in my car. Sweating it out.
Didn't you sit on your porch? Why did you get relegated to your car?
Would you like to hear about Iran?
We're going to minutia points again. Like Cosmic,
I was just
was
trying to make.
Would you like
more
to
human?
Hear about
I'm
Iran
sorry.
Nation or Charles
Too
Barkley?
High.
Because we have clips above.
I'm sorry,
let's,
Ross.
Let's
I didn't mean to
lighten
derail
it up
you.
And have some fun.
Why?
Because
we're having fun. There's 49 people watching because this is fun to them. Are you crying? Am I crying? No. So stop with the fucking who's crying.
But then here again is like I don't want to have this manufactured fight. I feel like I've said everything I have to say.
Apparently it's not manufactured. You started the shit. Then don't start it.
You want to keep fighting for views and I'm like it's done.
Why do you get to dictate when you start the fight and end it? I didn't know it worked like that.
As the co-host of
the show. Fight's over. Say no more.
All right, cool.
All right, well, I'm glad we got all that out.
Yeah.
That was healthy.
I hear the Lane's been training to do some mediation. He's been watching Divorce Court all week.
Has he been?
See, and everybody, look at that. We all had our fight. It's over. And I think we have. Do we have some fucking Charles Crazy Horse Felony Bennett, whatever he's going by now?
I'm gonna run away and cry and take a bathroom break. So
okay.
Ian, yeah, you don't have to do it.
I doubt he's gonna run away, but go ahead.
Oh, I see you.
I see what you did there, Ross.
This is like you guys had a five.
I run like a man.
He's gonna drive up to the door. Lazy
you guys had a
five-round
fight, and now you're trying to swing as the decision's being read. Like, just stop it.
That's right, bitch. I'm about to throw a chair through your bus.
Oh.
Guys, I feel like I didn't do a very good job tonight. I'm sorry.
Fuck Ian, the crybaby.
You tried your best.
Everybody knows that I'm a calm arguer, so he can try that fucking, oh, calm, I don't want to talk, blah, blah, blah. I asked some simple questions, he couldn't answer one.
You should just go full Dez on him and see how he takes it.
I will if I have to.
Yeah, you should.
Fight him and nothing.
I can't go full Dez, that's a lot to fill.
That's a lot of potato chips you're going to have to put in your mouth.
688 pounds.
Yikes.
I'm not gonna smoke another bowl, Ian. Thanks. It's the only reason I smoke.
You were gonna do that anyway. Don't lie,
dude. CEO, this guy is literally just like living in his car, just schizophrenically rambling on YouTube. Like, I can't stop watching him now. He's fucking insane.
Can I point out something funny?
Hmm.
Ian's been crying about getting CEO back for how long, and then what does he do? Focuses on me.
Oh, CEO is a great habit of
his mic's working. So he's got a brand new mic. He's got fucking clips ready.
Did I tell you guys
Ian wants to continue the argument that he ran away from last week. But anyway.
Did I tell you once I was sitting in my car doing a show at like, it was like 1 in the morning.
Beta.
And I got pulled over by a cop. And he thought I was doing drugs in my car and asked me like if I was sober. And I was like, no, I'm on YouTube. Then he got all paranoid that I was streaming him on YouTube.
Really?
That's good.
I just never told you guys that happened. Yeah, I left Discord for like 5 minutes, and he was like, "That was cool, bye." So I was like, "Okay, bye."
Oh, he's like, did what? No parts of it.
Ian thinks he gets to dictate when the fight's over. No, motherfucker.
Oh, come on, Ross.
Oh, shit.
What he did was he ran up. You get this shit, Cosmic. He ran up and fucking smacked you in your head and took off running. And then when you stopped chasing him, he stopped. And he's like, what? What? That's what he did. Little pussy. I don't fight no more.
Can we just shake hands, Ross? What do you think the show is missing?
Laughter.
CEO. Well, besides the laughter.
People not named
I don't him. Understand what's wrong.
Ian's I have no beta. Fucking idea. I mean,
Belen, speak for Ian. Be more concise than Ian. Ian goes into metaphors and similes.
Last week, Belen said, "Oh shit, it's gonna be Ross and Belen versus CEO and Ian."
Belen's just over there rolling blunts. I didn't think it was gonna be this fucking real. I thought it was gonna be like more of a fun thing.
When people stop being polite,
they start getting real. Oh my god, I see these dark clouds rolling in, and the temperature just dropped.
Let me tell you something, Belen. Yesterday, Ian called me and he was like, "I'm going in on Ross," and I'm like, "Why?" Like, I had no idea why. I was like, "Okay, man, do what you gotta do." I mean, I don't know what's going on.
That was after he paced in his living room for an hour, going, "You can do this, man." He was slapping himself.
He was talking, and he's like, "What do you think about all this?" I'm like, "I think I got a new mic, and I'm just chomping at the bit to get back."
Hey, Helly.
Hi, guys.
It's our friend Helen Taylor.
That's our boy.
What's going on?
Helen's here to save the day.
Why is everybody in such a grumpy, frumpy, downy, Deber mood?
Somebody was crying. I couldn't figure out who, though.
I'm in a great mood now because you're here, Helen.
Thanks, whoever that is.
Seriously? Fuck you.
Casey.
I'm just kidding. I knew who it was.
Yeah, sure you did. Fuck you.
I just got off work. I've been listening to this conundrum.
Hold on, Ian. I'm sorry.
Hold on, Ian. Ian, hold your horses.
Yeah, Ian DeKeller.
Now, I could be wrong, but Ian's a funny man, or supposedly. And I could be wrong twice, but Ross is also a funny man, supposedly. Where's the fucking funny?
Supposedly? What is supposedly?
I'm very disappointed at both of you. What
the fuck?
Well, you go to the plate 100 times, you're gonna hit it out the park once, but...
You know, Ross was part of my favorite cock and balls I've ever seen. When you did the Donkey Dick Daniels with your phone.
Helen, you actually gave me my biggest laugh this week. It was a video of Ben. And I didn't really know who Ben was because I suck. And so it's like a lemonade stream and it shows like Ben and then the panel streams over to you and you have the biggest shit-eating grin on your face. And you're like, Ben, you know the clown in you, right? And I just like died laughing because of the expression of your face.
Mm-hmm. I like know, the term shit eating grin.
You know, Ian stepped up to the plate and then he ate it.
Ah, he's calling you fat. Can I tell you? No, seriously though, why do both your pussies hurt tonight? What's going on?
Well, can I, can I tell you a quick story?
Not like both of you guys.
About Thank something that just happened.
Is that the chicken place? I don't really care.
Not in the mood.
Helen, Ian called me a hole tonight.
You are offended. A hole.
I'm not sorry. A hole. Are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't call you a hole.
I don't, care about your tits, so I don't have to be nice to you.
Use a hole.
I wouldn't. Oh, really? Use a hole.
But have you seen her tits?
Don't get mad.
No, he hasn't.
That's right.
Well, you don't know. You don't care about him yet, stupid.
So, my
kid... I'm white knighting for a hole. Go ahead.
Let me tell you a quick story. My kid passed out at 6. Way too late for a kid to have a nap time, because his bedtime is 8. So I put him in bed with his mother, who was also sleeping, and before I left for the show, I woke her up, and I was like, hey, you know, go have a beer and a smoke, relax or whatever, but then wake up the boy, because it's too early for him to be in bed. I just went in there to use the washroom, and that goddamn kid is still sleeping, which means he's going to be awake at 4 in the goddamn morning. Up at 3 of my goddamn marriage. When, bitch, when I say wake up that child, you wake up that goddamn child.
Why don't you just divorce her?
Yeah, you really should, Ian. I think you hate her.
You divorce your
because wife. I love her and I'm not ruining my kid's life.
It was not going to.
Take it from someone who had parents hate each other for a while.
We don't hate each other.
Well, I mean, okay.
You can have a new mommy.
Your car.
Yeah. Want a new mommy?
Well, I gotta see no, what
honestly.
Car she has. Is this a sedan?
Why are you screaming in a car if she likes you?
Hey, Queenie, what kind of car do you drive?
I have a Mazda 3 hatchback.
Word? Does it have
air conditioning?
And
it's not too late to fuck up.
It does.
You don't have to fuck down. You can get something better. Get a new model.
You got cassette deck.
You're working with a 1980 Corvette. You want to get a Tesla nowadays. Get a Tesla, mommy. Much better. They smell nicer.
You could really capitalize on
it. They're longer lasting, battery powered.
But you didn't.
They cook, they clean.
I need one that's already had their parts removed.
Their uterus?
Yeah, the ice cream scoop.
Ooh.
CEO, are you still
here? You get a vasectomy.
I'm here, Ian.
Have you heard this? CEO,
well,
back me
let
up.
Me,
Ian
let me
needs
do
a vasectomy.
Some,
am I right, CEO?
Let me do something with CEO, because I'm, you know, we finally got him here.
Okay.
What's his name? Cosmic, if you go to the, I think the very last link I sent you, if you pull that one up, that was a late one from CEO. And, I don't know, this is about, like, climate change or some shit. You had a problem.
Oh, no,
with
you don't have to play it. Don't play it.
We just need, like, to see the image of it, and
it's
then...
Deflecting.
It was just a guy who's got a mole in his forehead that I couldn't get past. He's talking about how the world's, like, cyclical and how we're in the end of, like, the American Empire and all
we
this
gotta
shit.
At least, we gotta see him, CEO. We gotta at least get a look at that mole.
You don't have to.
This is the content we need right now, CEO. Just let it happen.
Alright, hey, fine. Play
Let's
the
fight
tape.
Somebody.
Play the tape. Yeah. He's got a fucking mole on his forehead.
Is it,
Elon Musk.
Is it bigger than Tiffany Haddish?
It's noticeable. It looks
she
like...
She is painfully unfunny.
You don't like Tiffany Haddish?
No, she's horrifically bad.
Alright.
She's bald now.
Ian's I don't know friend. Shit about Tiffany Haddish other than she drinks turtle.
Shit. Did you know?
What's this guy's name for us who are just listening and can't look at
the I have no
I'll be back after the commercial.
30 years ago, that two authors predicted that.
You can just pause it. We don't need to hear what he has to say.
Yeah,
I like porcelain.
Is there a way we can zoom in on that more?
Cosmic, you got Zoom technology?
If you were nice to the Ross, he'd be hosting and he could zoom in.
Screenshot.
Ross is on vacation, he can't host.
Of five stages. This crisis.
I wonder if he'll get to the point where he has a famous mole where, like, you could Google. Does anybody have a mole you can Google? Like Shaq's feet?
De Niro?
In fact, we are only in the first
Marilyn
five stages.
Danny DeVito?
Oh, Cosmic.
Can we Google search?
I'm disappointed in your production skills right now. I think he closed the video instead of pausing it. It's just a guess. I'm not sure what happened.
Don't you have a set of Nobelin? Why aren't you doing this?
It's okay. We can get back to fighting now.
Ross, are we boring you? You over there whistling Disky? Is this too much of a teen bop clicky baity thingy for you?
You might be too hot to answer. You? I think I'm going to get off here. I'm being really boring, and I'm disappointed in myself.
That's right. Do better.
You dumb bitch.
You idiot.
Screw off.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you. Bye.
You solve a true crime, you old.
What's the next video to confuse everybody with?
Bye.
Let it play. Let it rip. Kyle, come back. Where'd everybody go? Cosmic.
The Cosmic literally like left his own show, and nobody else is backstage to let him get back on.
He can let himself on.
I was going 80, and I totally almost 180'd my car trying to get back in here. That's the dedication you guys need to start bringing.
I'm going sorry. 80 on a freeway. I was trying to get a screenshot of this guy's mole because it wasn't playing good on the stream, so I was just trying to get a screenshot of what bothered. CEO.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you were on it. I was
trying to zoom in on the video, but it didn't work. I was like, no, we're gonna try another route. Sorry, Ian. But there
all I want to say
that
is
that was a noticeable mole, though.
Ian is not the boss of me now.
You know what would be funny is if you pulled up that picture of Jay and said that was the mole.
No, it was the mole.
CEO, you want to get into some Don A talk? Because CEO says, or Cosmic says he's got some damning evidence.
I don't know. Do we have to do it now? I'm like kind of tired, to be honest with
you. Next time.
I mean, I hate Don A and I hate his retards, but.
Well, what is the evidence? What is?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Cosmic, if you got it.
I didn't have any damning evidence. I'm just wondering how he got monetized so quickly and we didn't know about it.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, my bad.
Looks like he didn't even have a celebration.
Maybe I didn't even look for it.
That'd be a big deal to someone.
My fault. I'm a bad.
So yeah, do you hate Don A or do you hate like all Italians?
Don A is an example of what I don't like about them, but I don't.
What about like Jersey Shore? Okay with the Jersey Shore fellas?
No, I just
Jersey Shore
is all they do is
TV
all
shows.
They do is complain about black people and then do the exact thing to
that black people do.
Exactly.
Black people hate white? Okay, I see what you're saying.
No, I'm talking about Italian people specifically.
You fucking can.
Right, right.
Hey, fucking Gabagoo.
But are the Irish really that much better? So now you're a big Conor McGregor fan.
I like Conor McGregor. But
are you sure black culture? Are you sure black culture isn't just based off Italian mob movies?
It is, but I guess that's a chicken and egg question, right? Like, what came first? I don't know. I would assume the chicken.
Do you guys regret not getting to talk to Carla Kitty yesterday? Because there was some phone calls with Carla Kitty.
I think she messaged me on Facebook tonight. I didn't look.
I hear there's a video circulating around. Not that we do not want to play that video. That'll fuck your whole shit up.
What, Carla's porn? It's been played.
Of some gay black dick. That's all I know about it.
We played it on the bonus channel back when we were streaming from it. Not on With Apologies, but we played it.
And it never got struck. There's something on the screen.
They couldn't get a... They couldn't get a straight guy to fuck her. They had to pay extra money to like a strung out gay dude.
That's what I was thinking. Like, damn,
kind of looks like Steven Crowder mixed with Ben Shapiro in like a weird way.
They got like caught in like a transporter machine together.
He's got a very
came out the other side looking like that.
He's got a very conservative talk show shaped head.
Hell yeah!
You should put one of those small round band-aids on it. Like, it wouldn't be able to touch the surface of his skin, but as long as he stayed looking forward, you wouldn't know it was there. Like an umbrella for his mole.
Damn. it's so unfortunate to be born with a mole like that right there in the middle.
I love that CEO finds these people where you could say all sorts of things about their argument or what the content of what they're saying is. But he's like, nah, don't even listen to him. Just look at the mole.
You see that mole between his...
He's on the flat earth and he's, you know, he's a fucking Build-A-Bear guy. But no, nah, fuck that. It's just the mole is what we're going to focus on.
A Build-A-Bear guy?
He's a Build-A-Bear guy.
Well, no, he's talking about, you know, American empire being in decline and how all the riots and even the virus was predicted like 20 years ago.
History and is biblical.
It's just like, you know what I was thinking? Do you know what I was thinking with the mole on his fucking head? What I'd like to do? I'd like to get a golf tee. And just put it right in the fucking hole.
Pop it. On it. Jesus. I mean, why didn't he do it sooner is what I would wonder.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, you'd think before you go on YouTube, you'd at least cover it up with makeup or shit.
Do something with that mole. How much does it cost to freeze off a mole nowadays?
I think this guy doesn't think about his mole.
Or his hair nearly enough.
I don't even think he's aware of it.
Yeah, I think he just has a normal forehead.
That Dots got more views than Ian Ellis. Yeah, that's right.
Can you get into studying biblical predictions unless you're horrendously self-conscious about something?
But CEO
that
makes a good
drove
point.
Him into the Bible.
CEO makes a good point. We're supposed to take heed and listen to the words of a guy that can't even figure out how to get this mole situation taken care of.
Yeah,
this guy has all the answers.
Yeah, well, just.
Let me ask you about
this. I
don't
think Jesus had a mole like that.
Jay Electronica tweeted out that everybody needs to read The Secret Relationship Between Jews and Blacks. And I looked this book up, and it's a black Israeli group. And then I saw a video of them, and they're dressed as Power Rangers.
Yep.
And again, I would say to them, you got all the answers, but you're wearing Zordon's costume to the meetings?
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, the answer doesn't look like that. For sure.
The answer's got his fucking forehead mole situation on lock. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right? You'll get that thing froze off. That's all I'm saying. Maybe put some fishy line around it and kill it off that way, like a skin tag.
What's that exotic bird on the stage?
Is it Ian Eliska?
That's a southwestern Robin Ellis.
Robin Ellis, damn.
Looks like it likes a cock or two.
The pineapple in my video?
I did like
it. Ian, if we could take it back to the actual
it's a cockatoo
part of the show. the acting reel
it likes
did,
a cockatoo.
Can we talk about Ian's acting reel again? How it was actually pretty funny, but
can we rewatch it with Ross?
Well,
and he can just
don't you think
that bird's got decent tits actually?
Don't you think you could have did like the face swap is bigger than dubstep Ellen. Thing for like maybe 30 seconds, and maybe you could have done a little bit more acting. Come like, what I'm saying is, if Andy would have came with a 2-minute acting reel, you only had a 1-minute acting
let me,
reel. You didn't
let
really
me,
act the whole.
Let
the
me
whole
tell you
duration.
Something, Lane. I could have made that segment 15 minutes long. I've
and
got
I
an
think,
app that makes me
I
look like all kinds of bitches, and I cut it off there.
Oh, you're talking about the wrong segment. I was worried. I thought you were going to do a 15-minute acting reel. I think that might be needed in the future. I think you're highly underestimating your improv skills, Ian. Andy might have seen something in you. This might be the start of a new career path.
Yeah,
I mean, let's be
Gator.
Honest, Ian.
Gator.
if you're gonna quit doing stand-up, right, by the time you're 40, how long is quarantine going to last? They pretty much ended stand-up for you. You're probably never going to be on the stage again. Let's just pretend. Let's just forget.
Right.
Let's quit pretending. You're going to be 42 when this is over. So, like, let's get into acting. What's the next thing? Like, let's get Ian Ellis some serious, like, lifetime movie roles. Like, you could be, like...
Well, even Andy said that fucking acting is shut down. Which, Andy, this would have been a fun way for you to showcase your talent.
Is somebody taking a shower? With
something you it's raining people. Here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Guys, but Rev's in the chat, and of course, I don't want Ian to fight with him at all. But Rev, Ian wants you to hang out. Oh, I thought Ian wanted to hang out.
Nope. Get him out of here.
I was going to say, there's going to be no fighting.
Rev, I'm sorry, your time is done. Ross, would you like to see my acting reel?
I thought we did. That gay video?
Yeah, I want you to make more jokes about it.
Oh, sure. Okay. If you want to play it again.
Let me see if I can
play
it.
I was hoping it would be like a 2-hour roast of Ian.
Well, it could have been. You kind of did steer it Thank away from you. That a little bit when you
sure did. I came here for fun.
You made a hard turn.
No, Ross came that. In here. Ross came Ian. In here going like, "You guys plotting behind my back."
I had special plans. Luckily, somebody was sick, so I came here instead to hang out with you fucking faggots.
What if we had saved the fight part of the show for the end of the show? We could have got to everything that CEO wanted to do. We could have
been great. But I told you, Ross came in hot. So
faggot. I didn't come in hot.
We can listen to the replay.
You can. You forget everything, and then you'll repeat it wrong again.
No, I'll clip it up. It'll be accurate.
I don't worry about proving shit, S.A.
You can make a little cartoon about it.
Oh, it'd be better than yours.
Oh shit!
See, you mean the one you sampled to make yours?
Get in here.
I'm here.
Yeah, something relevant to our channel.
Oh,
can you make something that doesn't embarrass the network. Are you
different people
of that?
Every time too? Yeah.
Damn.
You
know,
it's like when you want to do everything. Like, oh, it shouldn't be a skateboard.
I'll put the Ian Ellis Podbeans I streamed on private. That'll take care of it.
You might be a little too 40 and white to get into the animation game.
Okay, Kyle, slow down.
Lost at life. So, guys, y'all want to see Ian act real fast?
Yeah, man.
Why not?
Yeah.
Let's get him up to 10 views.
I might have boomered it up. Hold on.
Ross, I have not hit double digits. I stay solidly at 9. But those 9 people fucking love Ian Ellis or all work with me.
Well, we get 3 views each.
I lost one of them today. You lost one of them today, bud. Now it's down to 8. Keep talking.
Show's kind of stale, bud. Last rep.
Being honest. Took my mom.
Again, I don't have volume, but it could be Ian, crazy.
Can anyone else hear it?
We can hear it. It's fine. Don't listen to
me. Yeah, it's just starting.
It does say Dante Nero.
Kid like me would be anything. You want to go back and pause on that picture?
Yeah, man.
Oh, sorry. Hold on, guys. I was getting so enthralled by myself.
You should be laughed at by any adult who's in a building that you walk into. They should laugh at your haircut and go, "How the fuck old are you?"
Oh, shit.
And I go, "I'm punk rock, baby." And then I pull down their pants and run away.
God damn, why can't I? Sorry.
The rain sounds like ambient.
Yeah. I'm going to do a poll on the channel. Which cartoon
really
do people
like
better?
It really is me and lesbians.
Better.
Well, do it on.
It wasn't really a cartoon competition, though, but if we go to that point, then I'll just say mine's better.
It certainly was not a competition because you're not ready. We're going to have a cartoon war after this. You're not ready for the smoke. So we have the Dante Nero picture painted by my buddy that died of cancer. We have a skateboard for Bellanne, and we have a pineapple. And, the reason I did this shot is I was watching an interview with Pusha T, and like before the interview, they did all these weird artsy shots of him like just sitting in a chair, and then him and the host just sitting there and like staring into each other's eyes. And I thought that was the stupidest shit ever, so I put it in my video.
Well, you portrayed it accurately because it does come across as some of the stupidest shit ever, but in a funny way.
This is also me telling everybody I'm part of the Illuminati. You know, the crown, the pineapple. It's all symbolism.
If I was a dick like Ian, I'd be like, "Oh, he's gonna cry about his friend now. He's gonna cry."
Oh shit, Ian, your friend did die.
He did die tragically. He got the money from me. I never got the money from Dante.
The wrong friend died.
He did. I was in a car accident. Like I had owed him this money for like 5 years because I just never had $800.
Poor car.
Yeah. So I got my check for my car, and I finally paid him, and then he died, like, you know, 6 months later.
Oh. Was it just you? Was he in the car, and you were just running towards it?
I kind of feel like creamed it. If I had known he had cancer, I could have just waited it out and kept that fucking money. But I was like, oh, he's a friend for life. Let me finally repay this debt that I deeply owe him.
Well, he never got to see the shame of you.
He got to be on Dante Nero Live. His laugh is on the track.
Do you think you honored him by using his portrait of Dante Nero for your Fuck Andy art piece?
I kept it. He would have loved this. I kept that one.
That's good.
In memory of him. So I will always have a Dante Nero painting hanging in my home.
Jesus, Ian. I can't fucking believe you actually.
Susie Q, true crimer in the chat. What's up, Susie? You here for some smokes?
Get out of here.
Need some smokes?
Yeah, Susie Q says boring. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, nice fucking funny hat, douche.
We're talking Dante Nero. Oh, hilarious.
That was my ironic there. You wouldn't believe the number of comedians that wear that hat, regardless of the weather.
With their stupid and glasses and how many shorts. Have made fun of those people by shoes. Doing what you did? I'll make fun of them by doing what they did.
Yeah, that's the joke. You don't get it?
No, you're just doing what they did. You're no better. Who says you're mocking? Looks more like you're conforming.
Does that's it, not Ross? Is that what you're reading in the situation? You read that there?
Yeah.
Critical.
Geo, I don't think we're.
Because you're not trying to be funny because you put your friend's painting in the back.
Yeah, we're not. It's
an emotional thing.
Today, at least.
It's an emotional thing.
Did you kill your friend, Ian? How'd he die? Right. Sorry, I'm back.
I injected him with cancer in the anal cancer.
It's not funny, Ian.
It's not funny, Ian.
He was dead. He was my gayest friend, and I gave him cancer. I gave him rectal cancer.
Reptile cancer? Are you a shapeshifter?
You gave him Don A.
David Icke?
I am Illuminati.
Susie will have that soon. All them smokes.
I hope so. I have a voodoo doll of her I'm working on.
I had my wife buy that pineapple like 2 weeks ago.
I gotta go.
That's CEO
bullshit, CEO.
Alright, I'll
stay.
Bullshit.
Wait, hold
this
on.
This is all your fault.
You know what? Fuck this Ian Ellis fucking acting video. Fuck his ego. Can we pull up the Charlie Bennett fucking... Will that keep you here, the Charles Bennett stuff?
All right. I'm just saying. I know.
Yeah, you ain't gotta go anywhere.
I'm grabbing the...
Come on.
Grabbing the...
You don't feel like teasing me for...
Railroad Tycoon? No.
Railroad Tycoon.
We laugh at you enough. We don't need assistance.
Okay, Ian, we're gonna play it, but we're not gonna play the edgy dubstep ending. All right? Can I
my favorite
that?
Part? You're cutting out the best part.
All right, let's watch his comedy troupe workshop. Let's go.
From now on, when you guys, you know, meme or you know, wear my face as a profile, use one of these ladies' faces. Go full Rihanna or Beyonce with your Ian Ellis trolls.
Thought a gutter punk kid like me would be
anything. Say I got this sad horn in the background.
Stupid.
A gift to me.
Well, you
it's
know,
Chuck
Ross,
Mangione.
If you stepped up to the cartoons, I challenge you to an acting.
Don't narrate over your lines. Stop.
You can't throw me out. Really? I live here.
Hold on, I missed the merch part. It's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, Miranda, you can't throw me out. I live here.
I go to sleep as one person, and I wake up as another.
Miranda, you can't throw me out. I live here.
Other times, I just don't know who I am anymore.
Who are you? Who are you? I don't even know who you are.
But I got this gift.
Look at that poor ass three-way mirror cabinet.
Okay, we made it. We made it. You can
hold on.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I think there's some stuff here at the end. Guys, I don't like the Don A ending that you fucking put on here.
You didn't like me as Hermione?
I don't think it needed to be
2 minutes of the video. That's what I'm saying. It feels
like just as corny as Donnie.
Ian set out to make a acting reel thing, and like he figured out the face swap halfway through, and he just sort of got sidetracked and made something else.
Into learning how to do face swaps, yeah. It went from his acting reel to his face swap like test video.
Can I say that?
Finally do it.
I wholeheartedly believe I could have convinced Andy that those were all real scenes.
I don't want to be mean to Andy because I do like Andy, but I will say that I feel like if Andy's acting reel was in front of us, it would look suspiciously like the one Ian just made.
Well, they both put cocks in their mouths. Hey.
See, are you looking at the screen? Because this is just going to be 3 minutes.
I'm going to use the washroom.
You already went away.
Again?
Oh, God damn it. What? God.
Work on that bladder health, Ian.
I'm still listening. I'm also refreshing my drink.
CEO, come back to us. I want to watch this video too.
Come back.
You can blame it all on
Ian. He's here. He's just low.
Because he stinks.
I'm back.
There he is.
All right. It looks like Bennett, our friend Bennett, got himself a hotel room for the night. And he's making an important business call, I'm pretty sure.
Felony.
This guy's going to be living in Ross's garage soon.
No. Fuck no. Maybe in Tampa, though.
See, Ross, this is what we're talking about. You're not working with the show. This is why you and Ian are fighting. We want you to house our fools.
He's definitely an Ian-type roommate, not me. Or Jay. Jay might live with him.
Jay would probably like him as a roommate. Yeah.
He hangs out with seedy fools like that.
First. 17.
Ian, what is this?
Oh.
It's Charles Felony Bennett from Pride.
Does he have a second phone just so he can do his YouTube videos for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
My phone.
I got two phones.
Two phones. I probably am the right Charles Bennett, though.
That's right, though. I got a two
phone. Is his birthday 11/23/79?
Wait, is he confirming? Hold on.
Straight up with that, though.
Is he going to give us like his social security number in a second?
Birthday 11/23.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Why is he
sounds
trying like to
he's
talk
calling.
About the
he's on the phone with some company. Because he's talking on the phone with like AT&T or something.
I probably am the right Charles Bennett, though.
Or a telemarketer.
Is his birthday 11/23/79?
Ooh.
Is he a cross dresser?
Sir?
Crackhead.
Yeah, like, the mentality was like, I'm going to film this. They're calling me, trying to get me. It's just a bill collector.
Oh, God. There's like it was like a crack cough in the background.
I'll pay you next week. I'll pay y'all diggers back in 2 weeks.
That's a real crackhead strategy. You get a bill collector calls you. Yeah, my name is Charles Bennett. Am I the right Charles Bennett, though? Like, still trying to get out of it? Like, no, double check the dates on the birthday. I think you got another Charles Bennett.
Like, no, we called you for a reason, Charles.
Is he black?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Are you there, sir?
Ah.
Hello?
Is grill. Make sure you wear the grill for YouTube. The anticipation is killing me.
Jesus, dude.
This guy could beat us all up, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
We gotta get him a win, though. He's lost 10 in a row. We gotta get him a win.
Oh, well, Ian seems pretty feisty. Maybe he can fight Ian.
He can get back on the phone. If he calls back, I will be happy to join y'all to assist me on something that is wonderfully fun.
Is he wearing his t-shirt through the sleeves but not the torso?
I think so.
Meantime,
whoa, that's real crackhead behavior.
Tell Ian to bring me some chicken.
Ian, what was that video? You brought a video of a guy trying to telemarketer him and him try to troll him, but it didn't work. Was that the video?
It's riveting. He went to the bathroom, remember? Again. That was a commercial.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that was just a commercial.
But CEO likes himself some Charles Bennett. I'm still kind of new to that guy. But I love him. I think he's a great addition. He's a great find for sure. I enjoyed that. Even though I don't know what Ian wanted us to watch about that, I did enjoy it just because it was more Charles Bennett.
Oh, that clip actually comes from CEO. So CEO, why would you send us that?
I'm trying to get people to watch him. That's all.
He wants people to wonder.
The problem with Charles Bennett is he works way better live than play on the tape.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard to find those moments.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you want to say to him?
To Charles Bennett?
Yes, man. Let's have some direction for what we're going to do with them. Is Ian Ellis? Ross Dog says you can't.
CEO wants to get him back in the ring.
Yeah, CEO, be more vile. Is that what you want?
Hostbusters?
They stay in the house?
You want to fight Hostbusters?
I like Ross Dog's Charles Bennett, though. I think I like Ross Dog's Charles Bennett.
Hosty, are you here to have a talk with me? People say
I want you to apologize to me.
We both got too serious. Hosty, get up here. Oh, wait.
What the fuck? Ian Ellis.
Getcha.
So he smokes crack, huh? CEO.
Yeah, he smokes crack for sure.
And he's a fighter? Or crack?
He's an MMA crack rock fighter. Yeah.
Rob Ford was a mayor. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Power to him.
I could be mayor. Yeah.
I think we could get him into a low level fight, and smoking crack could be part of like what they have to do for the fight.
We'll take up with him.
We'll go to some small like Florida island. We'll take Frank's boat out there. Something like 6 feet by 6 feet. And we're like, all right, smoke crack and fight it out. We'll be back in an hour. Camera's above you.
Guys, CEO, you may call this person parched, but there's an old friend in the chat that wants us to play his Don.
You sure
A
could,
video.
Ross. Would you like to try
by
it
the name
out?
Of clickbait.
You got some hot tips you want to work out
I
on?
I think he may have suggested it once.
I didn't say shit.
Yeah, I'd be great.
Wait,
to
which
stand
video
up.
Is
I just
it?
Go up there and
you
talk like a man.
In the Discord for me?
I don't know. He's posting a link in the YouTube right now.
Well, let me see what I can do.
Quit yeah, spurring. Play that.
Do you want to watch a Don A video? No.
Yeah,
I'm quiet about it. I'm quiet, just like on Lois's show.
Bitch.
Agent Orange and
shut up.
12 years. Oh, I'm the youngest of 10.
The greatest fight of all time.
Onward made you cry.
Shut the fuck
okay,
up.
Okay, let me see. I can pull this.
To be fair, it also made me
go suck your wife's
fast.
Dick, faggot.
Does it make you feel better God. That you're losing to a faggot?
It does.
A faggot is beating you up?
Where? Andy's here?
Here, there, everywhere. I'm gonna put it in your butt later.
I hate someone who's like, yeah, I'm winning. Yeah, I'm winning.
I've only just begun.
Jim and M.
You really are.
You've reached that level. You reached that level now. You're a Jim and M. You're a Cyan's. You're a broke book.
Whoa.
See, I'm not like those true crime ladies. I'm not going to
you should be, though.
Let you just shout me down.
You should be.
Why is that, Ross? Why should I be like them?
I just explained
Since you're trying to be like them.
I just explained why I should have been listening. I'm not listening.
Guys, let's now. Pop Vulture's got some damning evidence.
Don't assume.
Producer guys. Jay.
Uh-oh.
Does anybody want to see this? This is going to get a little scandalous.
No, Cosmic, I've been having a lot of
if
trouble.
If you want
with
Ian to get hard.
That shit all the way up.
You want Ian to get hard.
Ian, I can't turn it up any more than it's already turned up.
Ian's
going to
ruin his pleather upholstery.
You got to stick it everywhere. Stick it next to your ear. Listen to it. Don't watch it. But it might be watch worthy. I don't know. I don't know what this is. Apparently, Jay exposed himself for something.
He strips naked and starts rubbing his nipples.
Oh, shit. Well, that's
don't give away the end. What the fuck?
Hold on. Let me add Belen to the stream. Belen, just we're watching a clip. Be quiet.
Spoiler alert.
Ian, can we post your friend's painting in the Discord so we can have the bot come on it? Faggot.
All right, guys.
Here's yeah, a can we put your dad's face on there?
Pop Vulture exclusive. Oh, my God. Now we're talking about dead friends and dead dads. And look at what Producer Jay's doing, though.
It's better than dead.
I'm a dead
you
cat.
Fix that cheek, though. You want to do that
wait,
real fast?
Wait.
Yeah, Kenny, go fix that. Go
we'll
fix
put
that
your
fucking
dad's
cheek,
on it, too.
That is a small mattress. We might need this.
And then we'll
we
cover it with my dad's face. Yeah. The less shamed one.
It's one minute long, guys.
My son's a chicken guy.
Your sheet's longer popping off your mattress. Life. You gotta fix that
there's
sheet.
One thing
though.
I want you to remember.
Do that
wait,
real fast.
Always talk like
yeah.
a man.
Kenny, go fix that. Go fix that fucking sheet, please, real quick.
You need
that is a small
out.
Mattress. We might need this. We might need to get you a mattress shipped, bro. Yay!
Amen, brother.
How many times you dookied on it? If you stop masturbating, you might turn into like a crazy intellectual.
Right, he has to.
Fuck yourself and take your fuck yourself. Have a terrible show. Fuck off.
What the Jesus. Fuck is that?
Shut up.
What the fuck is that? Look at that shit on her mouth.
Pussy.
You get that when you eat asshole rice?
Shut your mouth.
Those chocolate stains on your lips?
Shut your mouth.
How'd you know?
Do they get clumps in your beard? You got dingle beard?
Oh, shit.
Shut up.
That's your best friend right there. You two faggots have cuddle parties?
It's your wannabe best friend.
Roll up with that big old dang dong. Yeah, we're gonna be real big, Jay.
I'm coming to Florida, Roth. Can I hang out with you and Jay? At my creepy uncle's house. Faggot.
You're the one that drove 200 miles.
What's the matter? You lost your train of thought because you're getting hard by Jay?
Jay, we gotta go. It's Big Hollywood Ian. Can't mess this up.
No, I thought he didn't have weed. I was trying to be nice. You bum.
Jay, we're meeting a big celebrity. Come on, don't
it's all right. I got weed. It's at my uncle's house.
I mean,
everything's
I'm gonna suck
there.
His dick, and then we'll get to a bigger
cup. Let's head over to my uncle's
Coldness,
house.
And then,
he's a
then
creep.
We'll be made men, Jay.
He's a real
yeah.
creep. We'll just use all his stuff.
Well, so are you guys not liking each other right now?
Fuck you. Black ass.
Roz is fine. On, he's just emotional. He's a woman.
Yeah. Keep projecting.
Crying about your feelings, Wash. Yeah, I gotta have the last word.
Get up here, Rev.
Let's keep having the
keep
fight.
Projecting. Oh, yeah. Keep
I
projecting. Keep projecting, faggot.
I talk like a man. Yeah.
No, Rev.
Fine. How long till you try to find another way out? Is there another clip we can play to change the subject away from Ian being a pussy?
I do have one of you bragging about being on Howard Stern.
Thanks, play it.
Me. I didn't. I would have to leave and come back.
Why?
Because
you didn't get
clip.
To be on it. Hostbuster was mad too that he didn't get to be on there. Jealousy rears its head in again, and it's ugly because it's
yeah.
your face.
Yeah, Ross. That's what.
Yeah.
Green monster.
Good comment.
And you realize Lewis didn't even want to have you on. I had to fight to get you on that show.
Oh, he loves me now over you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard to get on there. Yeah.
Well, he never played my rap diss. Why did
another
he ever play my rap diss?
Another thing he's making up.
Ross Dog making moves in the industry.
That's right. That's right. Stop being jealous. Stop being jealous. Stop being jealous.
That jealous
you guys
content
don't understand.
That sickens me.
I'd laugh so hard if Revenge of the Sith goes live tomorrow and they just do a 3-hour breakdown on the breakup of with Paul Jeez. That'd make me like them so much.
I hope they weigh in. It'll still be less than Ian. Fat fuck.
Damn.
Ooh, I don't know but... if you've seen how fat they are, Ross.
Oh.
Yeah, your low-level street comment, I'll go to a fat joke. But it doesn't hold up because they're morbidly obese. It was cheap. You're a cheap level of humor.
Your wife's here?
People are saying
I'm sorry, Ian. That was a good one, though.
It cost me 2 buckets of chicken to get that bitch, all right? She was not cheap. That was all the chicken money I had that week.
I'm just kidding.
A lot of chicken.
She's a lovely guy.
She was like, you gonna put gravy on my potatoes?
At least you guys aren't Sam Hill, right?
He's trying to get there.
People are saying they sense sexual tension.
Ross, yeah, cut that comment off quick.
My battery is now at 20%.
Surprised.
So a heads up, I probably got 10, 15 minutes left.
Okay. You guys are also going to lose me soon because I have friends coming over, and I want to hang out with someone that doesn't stress me out for a little bit because I feel very stressed right now. I feel anxious.
I know, right?
Why do you feel stressed? My life has been upheaved.
I do have a question for Ian.
Yeah, man.
What was that? Oh, shit. He's mocking your laugh now.
Weird.
That's as much humor as I can muster.
Ooh,
BKL. Someone lived up for me. That's the sound of a man that's ready, Ross. Ready to be pounded.
Hold on.
Good one, Jackson Black. Jackson Wannabe Black.
You watch Jackson Black.
Yep.
Well, Cosmic, since everybody's out of energy and anxious,
let's
wrap this up. Well,
I made a joke. Your turn.
Ross, we're going to wrap it up. We'll continue the fight next week.
You're in your car. Is that your car battery or your phone? Which battery is it? You got a lot of batteries going on.
It's my phone battery.
Okay.
And I heard your question and I answered it. Don't you like that?
Your wife's vibrator is probably out soon, too, so you can come back in.
No, I put
beg the bitch to let you sleep in the house.
I put plenty of batteries in that. It's not her vibrator. It's the family's vibrator.
Yeah. I used to run out of Game Boy batteries.
Eminem. Clickbait said it. Ian rage quitting. 20% left. I don't have car charger. Never heard of that. Couldn't possibly have a car charger.
I'm wrapping up the show because if I put a car charger, I got to use the earbuds and you can't hear me.
Oh, excuses. That, right? I got to do this. I got to do
reality,
a push-up.
Such an excuse.
Might burn a calorie or two.
Yeah. So, Cosmic, can we wrap this up here and we'll come back next week?
You're not the boss, Cosmic.
I'm the host of the show.
No, you're not. You didn't want to be the host.
That's right. I didn't. I don't like being in charge.
You're not. Then you're not anymore.
Yeah, neither are
sit
you, Ross, because that's
sit
not
down.
The show I want to be on.
Sit down.
The quality isn't high enough to warrant my
sit family. Down.
So if it is going to be me and you, I'm probably not going to be there.
I'll be
there. Whoa, whoa.
But I'll just have other friends come hang out. And
like
you'll still try to get
and
on.
Bo Bandy and Rev and Andy. Oh, these great guys. Oh, it'll be a wonderful show.
Yeah. We'll get the American Dream guys on, too. Oh, you brought them. I'm sorry.
Oh, I did listen to them this week.
I'm sure you did. That's something you would do.
So, their episode is called Hank Quits Comedy. And even though I talk all the time about, like, energy, keep it going, they're, like, on Adderall. And they sound coked up as they're doing a podcast. And the vibe I got from it was that
Hank
does not give a fuck about Parker. And that he's going to leave Parker the first opportunity he gets. So that is my prediction for the American Dream Show.
Willie.
Damn.
You're contributing so much, Ross. Thanks for going with the information and, you know, adding some insight or levity and not just weighing the bit down with your inane horseshit.
Nah.
Yeah, keep bringing the energy down, you big dark cloud. You're doing great.
Okay.
Let's end on a high note.
Okay. Bro, you're a faggot.
Guys, just remember to talk like a man, okay? No matter what happens,
talk like a man.
But I have a squeaky voice.
No, you got to talk like a man around here.
That's the Ian Ellis way. Or
you're not the boss of me now.
It never was, stupid.
Yeah, because you're not the boss of me now.
Way to go. You've won a 5-year-old's argument.
You're not the boss
You're throwing a temper tantrum. Do I got to put you in a corner, Ross? Am I going to make you sit and think about your decision? Why are we in the corner?
Sam wants to talk to you.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're afraid of Sam. Terrified.
It's more that he's just boring and repetitive.
That's true. I know you like to hype. I'm glad we could agree on something. Yep.
Like you like to call me a pussy because I don't want to deal with retarded people.
I like how you like to hype it up like it's an open mic.
You're spurging out right now. Like, and do I don't bits. Like dealing with,
let's do bits.
With spurgs.
I know. You're SJW. You get scared.
Not good enough.
Hands
Not
up.
Not good enough.
Well, there we go. Ian's going to strike you for that. Copyright strike.
No, come on with the booger telling.
Are you copying my booger bit?
Yeah. It's mine now. It's mine now. Yeah, I'm back. Good.
Now it's mine.
Now it's mine. I heard you say that earlier. It caused me to make me laugh.
Ian, so that high note.
Sam should be allowed to weigh in on whose cartoon he thinks is better. I think that's fair. I don't like Sam Hill.
Fuck Sam Hill.
Fine.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not like you made an original character for him. Probably just wondering why my work is on your screen.
Oh, you mean the Cyclops one I made before? You stole it from me. I had a Cyclops before you. You stole it from me.
Oh, with apologies as dead over a fight of who created Sam Hill cartoon.
I had a Cyclops first. You stole it and then stole South Park. It stole from two people at the same time. You fucking schmuck.
I did steal South Park. And it looks way better than your doodles. Would you make that on a napkin?
I don't have any doodles. What are you talking about?
Did that with your wife's period rag?
I didn't draw anything.
Maybe it was your period rag.
I used to do, but they never put it on the fridge.
Real chunky down there. What are you talking about? Bleeding up a storm in that hot weather.
He's swatting at the top of the fucking water.
Clumpy.
Grasping for a life raft.
All right, guys. Stay tuned for RDA Fight Club. Check out Cosmic. Check out Ross. Check out Joe Booney. Check out Helen DeKeller. Anybody else?
Milking Lemonade.
Is he not going to be there on Sunday? I'm still going to do the show.
Joker.
Hey, Ian, I'm still going to do the show. It's going to be called With Apologies. And you're not going to be there. Because you're not the boss of any of us now.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Good. See you later, faggot.
Cool. Anybody else?
They're never going to hear you again. Why are you talking? The only way they'd hear you is with apologies.
You little pussy boy.
So now they'll never hear you anymore. Everyone say goodbye to Ian. It's the last you'll ever hear. Unless one of us plays a replay. You're fired.
This guy Ian Ellis sounds a lot better than Sam's.
Peace out, Cosmic. Helen.
Dynasty. Bye.
See ya.
Forget about Star Trek. This is not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
Love you, CEO.
She's not even a real hoe. I want her front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45-degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on, follows me on Twitter.
He's a radishing cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, and I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news. We show the party J. We are real human beings, and nobody disrespects me.
That means you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Wait, I don't care. You're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You didn't know what you're talking about. You didn't make sense. You can't even show your own face. It's a super mic. I don't need a mic to be on my show. You have a safe broken down, bolt to the wall. Welcome to the gaming channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you, 150.
You address the question. You address the question, you fucking bitch-ass chickster. Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes. Working really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Not talk to me. Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
no, I
don't
feel bad.
Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. You were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No, you're not even any good.
Bad.
So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
I'm sorry.
Go fuck yourself. Take your fucking fedora and go to the dick.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like radio.
Well, I think that went pretty well, guys. I think I did a pretty good job. Peace.